Welcome to Covenant with Christ International, an encouraging word for today with Pastor Christine Shippey. Join us now to be encouraged, equipped, and empowered to live a life of freedom in Jesus Christ.
Now join us for part one of Walking in the Spirit.
The Holy Spirit, our comforter and our friend. And we've experienced the presence of God here today in worship. Amen. You know, the Bible says that there are those that run from the light, and there are those that run to the light. And when we feel the presence of God like we felt here today already, it makes us just want to run to Him. It makes us just hunger for more. Are you hungry this morning for more of Him? Are you hungry this morning for more of His presence in your life? More of the power of God in your life? I'm hungry. I want to be more hungry than I am now today. You know? So what do we have to lose? I enjoyed Austin teaching Wednesday night and talking about witnessing, and I thought about the people coming to the light, coming to Christ, and the people not. But you know, what do we have to lose? Because the Bible is going to draw those to us, draw those to Him. But it's the Spirit of God working in us. God's going to draw them to the light. Amen. As we share the Word of God, as we share what God has done, whether it's a word, whether it's a sermon, whether it's a testimony, we all have a testimony about what God has done in our life. And as we learn to walk in the presence of God and hunger for more than the presence of God, and we begin to trust in the Holy Spirit leading and guiding our lives, then that's when we're going to step out and start sharing. I mean, every one of us today could raise our hand and say, I have a testimony that's going to bless somebody's life. Amen? Doesn't Romans 8:28 tell us, and we quote it often, and I know I quote it often because it's one of the scriptures I hold on to. It says in Romans 8:28 that all things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to His purpose. So you know what? There might be something that happened in my life that it might not have been too good for me. But if I made it through the Holy Spirit's leading, if I made it through Jesus Christ, then guess what? Someone else needs to hear that. Because someone else needs to hear, you know what? I've experienced that, and it wasn't good. And matter of fact, it was quite horrible. And matter of fact, I didn't think anything good could come out of it. But you know what? I saw God working in my life, and I know that if He got me through it, He can get you through it. Amen. He works all things together for good. So it might not have been too good in your life. You might not ever think that there's things in your life right now that God can get any glory out of and that can be any good. But I'm here to tell you today that He can.
Covenant with Christ International Ministries is located in Cleveland, Texas. We help meet the needs in the community through case management, benevolence programs such as clothing and food distribution, and a charity medical clinic to help those with no health insurance. Please give our office a call at 281-592-5001 to see how we can help you today. God bless you, and thank you for listening to our broadcast.
I want to talk to us about the Holy Spirit, our comforter and our friend. Listen, we need to know who the Holy Spirit is. We need to know what it means to walk in the Spirit. And we need to know what is the purpose of the Holy Spirit in our life. We need to know these things this morning. So let's turn to John 14:15, and we'll stand and read that text this morning. John 14:15. And Jesus is speaking here, and He says this. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and He will give you another helper, that He may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But you know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. Now skip to verse 25. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. You may be seated. Amen. The way that we can understand in our minds the awesomeness of God is He is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is not, the Holy Spirit is a person of the Godhead. Trinity, and he shows himself and reveals himself to us through his personhood, his power, and his presence. He reveals himself to us through his personhood when we are saved and we are born again and we ask Jesus into our life. Then just as Jesus is speaking here in these texts, the Holy Spirit dwells inside of us. And Titus 3:5 tells us this. It says, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. So the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives begins as a Christian when we are saved, when we are born again. That washing and that regeneration of the Holy Spirit takes place in our lives. Aren't you glad this morning? It says the world doesn't see him or know him or know who he is, but we know who he is. Because when we're born again, our spirit bears witness that we are the sons and daughters of God. We know by witness of the Holy Spirit when we are born again that we are changed. We know that something fantastic has happened to us by the witness of the precious Holy Spirit who is sent to us because Jesus prayed to the Father. And he said, I've got to go. But I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to pray to the Father, and he's going to send the Comforter. The Holy Spirit is known as the Comforter. Some of your Bibles say Comforter. Some say Counselor. Amen. Some say Helper. But Jesus prayed to the Father, and the Holy Spirit came, and we can have a personal relationship with God through the Holy Spirit that is here with us today. Turn over to John 16, and let's read a scripture there this morning. And Jesus is talking again about sending the Holy Spirit to us. And let's start with verse 7, John 16, 7. He said, it is your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged, and I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, and he will take care of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take care of mine and declare it to you. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that we have a comforter and a friend in the Holy Spirit that will guide us into all truth? And he won't speak on his own authority, but he points us to the Word of God. He points us to Jesus. That's what he's about in our life. Amen. How do I walk in the Spirit? I want to be able to walk in the Spirit. I want to be able to walk with the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Spirit. I want to be able to please God in my life. Well, to walk in the Spirit means to allow the Holy Spirit to do what he's come to do in our life. We need to allow the Holy Spirit to have access into our lives and follow him. He has a work to do in us. Galatians 5:16. I think I put the New Century Version up. I love the way that reads. John 5, is that what? Yes. I love the way that reads. Galatians 5:16, it says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's New King James. The New Century Version says, so I tell you, live by following the Spirit. Then you will not do what your sinful selves want. And I like Galatians 5:25 in the New Century. It says, we get our new life from the Spirit, so we should follow the Spirit. We might think that walking in the Spirit is exercising a spiritual gift. We might think that walking in the Spirit is speaking in a prayer language. We might think that walking in the Spirit is manifesting gifts of healing. These are manifestations of the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. And they are gifts of the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to tell you, we need the gifts of the Holy Spirit in operation. We need the gifts of the Holy Spirit in operation. Amen. We need to see God moving through his people, because what happens when God starts moving through his people? Listen, you can't help but say, praise Jesus. Look, they're healed. That brings us closer to Jesus. We can't believe it when someone gets a word of knowledge, calls us on the phone, and God had spoken to them through a gift of the Spirit, and all of a sudden, we're just changed, aren't we? Or when someone has a prophetic word, that means they heard what the Holy Spirit said, and they spoke it in the right moment, in the right season. And they gave what's called a prophetic word. That's when they hear God's word and they speak God's word right at the right moment. Listen, how many of us, how many times have we been in an attitude of prayer? We just didn't know where to turn. And you know, sometimes it's just as simple as opening up the word of God and the Holy Spirit points us right to the right scripture. But sometimes he uses people. And he uses people to walk up to us and tell us the exact scripture. Maybe we read that morning. That's walking in the Holy Spirit. He said to walk with the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Aren't you glad that we have a comforter and a friend that's the presence and the power and the personhood of God, the Holy
Spirit?
Thank
you for joining
us.
We hope that you were encouraged today and your faith built by the power of God's Word. If you need prayer, you can email us your prayer request to prayer@covenantwithchrist.org or call 281-592-5001 for a prayer minister to agree with you concerning your needs. You can also visit our website at covenantwithchrist.org for more information about the various outreaches of this ministry.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast today. I hope you have been encouraged. We're going to conclude this program with a title track from our new soaking CD, Thirsty. I hope you enjoy it. God bless you. God desires for your heart to be a habitation for his presence. Lord, we just come into your presence right now. Lord, we honor you, and we're thirsty for your presence. I set my heart and my soul to seek my Lord today. We seek your face. We know that when we seek you with our whole heart, that we'll find you. I'm thirsty, Lord. Just tell him right now, I'm thirsty, Lord. I'm thirsty for your presence. Fill me up. The deer longs for streams of water, so my soul longs for you, O God. Each day the Lord pours his unfailing love upon you. Through the night we sing his songs, and we pray to God who gives us life. Lord, fill us up. Fill us up to the overflow of your presence. Fill our hearts with your love, God. Fill our hearts with your joy. As we soak in your presence today, just tell him right now, Lord, I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty for you. I need to take a drink of the living water. Nothing else will ever satisfy me but your presence, Lord. Let me hear your voice. Your voice is sweet. Let me see your face, for your face is lovely. As I seek you with my whole heart, Lord, I know today, right now, that I find you.
faith.